Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.
Matt and CJ. I don't know where I should go. I'm stuck in traffic. Got the road. I got my down. The radio is tuned to KROX. Let's go.
Friday feels good, baby.
It does. I think we need to task our producer Spinny with making a separate Friday intro.
Oh, yeah. Like that lets everybody know it's Friday.
Yeah. I mean, I love that one. It gets me pumped up, but let's say something super pumped.
But what if it was just to be like that same thing, but instead of let's go, it just kept saying, it's got it.
Hey, man. He's creative. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, I'll trust him. How about this? How about we don't give him direct notes since he's been fine on his own?
Okay. Fair enough.
Fair enough. That actually was a note to me, not to you.
There we go. I got a note today, by the way. I have what I call WASP update part 3. And I'm not talking about the people that live over in Westlake. For the last couple of days, and you can catch up on the podcast, just Matt and CJ, I've talked about my apprehension to killing paper wasps.
Correct. Does everybody know what a paper wasp is?
They're the little tiny yellow guys that have like the umbrella looking wasp under your, you know, around your roof, your shed, your
deck. I noticed
deck.
Most people in Texas call them yellow jackets, though they're not technically.
Yellow jackets
make giant big old hive things. And paper wasps, yeah, they're everywhere, and they make that little weird nest that you see.
Yeah, and I tried to use non-lethal methods to kill them. Finally, on Halloween night, my fiance made me go get some spray. I took down most of the nests. The wasps went everywhere while kids were trick-or-treating. It wasn't pretty. Then I came back and said, hey, Matt, guess what? I was right. The wasps are good for your garden.
Right.
Because they eat grubs and caterpillars and things that kill your plants. They feed them to their larvae. They also pollinate just as good as bees.
Thanks.
They don't really attack you unless you mess with them because they're not that aggressive.
Right.
At all. And their stings don't hurt that bad.
There you go.
So I was basically saying, you know, leave paper wasps alone if you can.
It was your real leave Brittany alone moment.
I got a note from a buddy today that heard the podcast and said, though you are
technically
mostly right, apparently there is a thing with wasps that, let's say you're allergic to bees, you get stung, you go into what is anaphylactic shock or whatever.
There you go. Sure.
It's not good for you. You might have to go to the hospital, use an EpiPen, something like that. Paper wasps can cause that too. Only more so. And if you're not, even if you could get stung by a bee and not have a bad allergic reaction, you could because of the wasps.
Did you know that if you get stung by a bee,
it dies?
You aren't necessarily alert. You don't necessarily have an allergic reaction the first time you're stung by a bee.
Yeah.
It gets worse and worse throughout your life.
I didn't know that.
I didn't think I was allergic, even though I have terrible allergies. I didn't know that I was allergic to bee stings because I had them quite a bit as a kid and it never really bothered me. The last time I got stung by a bee, I was walking barefoot.
Bees!
And apparently this one was on its back in the grass.
Like dying?
Yeah.
And it gave one last...
I stepped and it stung me on the, not on the fat part of the bottom of the toe, but between the toe pad and
your webbing.
Like the webbing part is where it bit me on the bottom, on the bottom of a knuckle of a toe.
That's not good.
My whole foot.
Swole
up. And to this day, it's been 12 years. My foot will every once in a while go into these crazy itching fits.
Ew. Well, I guess point being with these wasps is they don't die like bees do, and their venom can be can make you have a worse reaction than the bees, and they sting you again and again and again and again and again. They don't, once they sting you, they don't stop stinging you. They
keep coming after you. So has your mind been changed at all? Are you still trying to protect the wasps?
Here's the net.
Thank you.
That I get out of this.
15 minutes later, you're getting to the net.
Here's where we're going with this, baby. If they are around a door, a window, around your kids, kill them, knock them down, get rid of them. If they're at the back of your shed, a part of your porch, where if they're where an animal or you or someone's not going to get to them, leave them alone. You don't have to go hunting for them. They are good. They are a beneficiary to your ecosystem. But if they're around where you're around, you should take them out. Okay? Don't kill them unless you
have to. That's a note to yourself. It doesn't matter where they are on my property. They're gone.
They're dead.
Yeah.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Why is today the greatest? Because it's Guy Fawkes Day.
Oh. Remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
Yes, November 5th, 1605 was the date of the infamous gunpowder plot in England. A group of Catholics sought to restore the Church of England by assassinating King James, basically by blowing up the entire House of Lords with, you guessed it, gunpowder.
Wait, I thought Guy Fawkes was the guy that wrote V for Vendetta.
Kind of, sort of. Military commander Guy Fawkes, not quite writer at this point, but maybe inspiration, was given the task of planning and detonating the explosives. However, Fawkes was betrayed via an anonymous letter. They went there. They found him guarding 36 barrels of gunpowder, which was more than enough to destroy a city block. Then he was arrested, tortured, refused to reveal the names of his conspirators. Fawkes did admit his intention to blow up the House of Lords and expressed his deep regret and failure to do so. He was eventually executed by being drawn and quartered, which is very, very brutal. And to this day, every 5th of November, the English celebrate Guy Fawkes Day.
They celebrate the guy who failed and then was split into pieces.
Uh-huh. But nice. I think there's some honor in what he was trying to do and that he didn't give up his conspirators.
He wasn't no snitch, man.
Snitches get stitches. Or in this case, if you don't snitch, you get drawn and quartered. Not only was this, as you heard at the first, a big part of the movie V for Vendetta, but in recent times, internet hacktivists and wealthy white wook dreadlocked hippie kids with Labradors on rope leashes have donned the Guy Fawkes mask.
True.
While playing bongos and hula hooping during movements like Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, well, I think you've seen a lot of college kids wear Che Guevara shirts. There's a lot of stuff where we don't fully understand who somebody was, what they were about. Things take on their own meaning. I mean, the Culpeper militia flag, the meaning of that has really changed. The come and take it flag has really changed.
Just a little, you think?
Just a little.
Yeah.
So the meanings of things, one of the great things about humans is we can make anything about ourselves. This is a wonderful thing about it.
Hey, that's the point of today is the greatest, is to hopefully educate you just a little bit.
And why it's important. I think a lot of people have watched, I think far more people have watched videos online from Anonymous and are familiar with the Guy Fawkes mask than are actually familiar with who Guy Fawkes is
actually
and what he tried to do.
Or probably even people that have seen V for Vendetta.
Or can even spell Fox.
Yeah. It's not just F-O-X.
Isn't it like F-A-U-X-S-E-X?
Not even that. It's F-A-K-E-S, I think. You know, I researched this. Yeah, F-A-W-K-E-S. Don't shake your head, Spencer.
Spencer
is
still shaking his head. I think. What is it, Spencer? Spencer always knows.
We got it right on the last one.
Spencer's the smartest kid in the room. We should try to look to him and see what's got.
We should just do a spelling bee someday.
Oh, my God.
But we have to eat peanut butter before and be real wacky radio guys.
Why not just rejoice in how bad I am as a speller?
Same here.
S-P-E-L-L-A-R. Speller.
Okay. To end why today is the greatest, it's because we came up with the first ever Just Matt and CJ Academic Decathlon TBD.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ 101X.
Spintertainment, where we bring in our producer, Spencer, and this is more of an intervention.
Oh. No, I didn't realize we were doing it now.
Whoa, intervention.
I heard you say off air that you quit drinking.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, no, congrats.
Why would you intervene now that I'm doing okay?
I think that's
he's going to intervene because he doesn't want you to be a quitter.
I know, dude. How are we supposed to crack them together? You've been my drinking buddy when Matt says no. But
I will, don't worry.
So you gave up alcohol?
Not 100%, but yeah, during the week.
that's different than quitting.
Well, I don't plan to really drink ever alone again. And that's really sort of where I was like a month ago.
We're joking and busting your balls, but I don't think you're alone in this because I think so many people during COVID turned to we've done the 10 stories in the 2 months we've been on air. How long have we been on air? 1 month? 2 months?
Sometime.
However long we've been on air, we've done a multitude of stories about people that just went off the deep end during COVID.
I remember you guys talking about gray area drinking or something.
Getting worse. I mean, the liver's getting worse. Yeah. We did a story about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I think I went from having like an occasional evening cocktail to every evening cocktail to every evening cocktails to, wow, I think I'm getting drunk every night.
Yeah, that was me for a while. There was one day I got trashed like 7 days in a row, and this was like a month ago, and I was like, all right, I'm done.
Amateurs.
I'm done.
I think all that stuff is great when you're in college, and you should lean into it.
Exactly.
There becomes a point when you're like, why? It's not like you're out hanging out with buddies and getting lit.
Right.
You're just sitting at home watching Netflix and getting lit on your own.
I was coping and not having fun, I started to realize.
Yeah,
that's
no good.
God, no.
So you don't feel good. You don't wake up feeling good. I'm a everyday drinker as soon as I'm off work. It starts. But I'm doing No Drink November.
Hell yeah.
And I got through the 3 days of being real pissy and hating everything. And then today I feel great.
Yeah, good, man.
So I'm going to try to do the whole month. But, man, on Fridays...
I know, today
when
on the drive-in.
It starts calling you.
I was like, uh-oh, man.
The sirens are trying to call your ship onto the rocks.
Yes.
Spenny.
Man, I feel like it's even harder when you're alone because there's no one there to judge you. And you're like, well, what else am I going to do? My friends are gone.
It's so much easier.
It's COVID season.
You feel like it'd be easier if you had another person there going, really? Third one?
Honestly, I feel like I would probably push back against it more. I'd be like, screw him.
As someone with a fiance, yes, you do. It does kind of make it more when it's like, oh, really, another? And you can't, no matter what you do, you cannot hide that sound of in your house, no matter where you go.
With the bottle. Oof.
Man.
I want a drink right now.
I know. Talking about it makes me want to, but...
That's why you have to learn that you got to fill Aquafina bottles with vodka, and that way your girl thinks that you're hydrated.
Yeah, when you're slurring like crazy 20 minutes later.
Your slurring problem. Some of us can have a drink or two and not go straight to...
finishing the bottle.
old CJ McGee over here.
Oh, see, man. That's what I'm saying. When the freight train leaves the station, there ain't no stopping, baby. Matt and his wife started marking their bottles at their house for when CJ would come visit.
Yeah, I never got that bad, but I have a relative who was, and I always never wanted to be like that. So it's part of my inspiration not to. I was like, CJ's just like my, guy.
I'm your drunk uncle. Trust me, once you start taking the tiny wines like I have, get a little 4-pack of tiny wines, crack those
so
bad boys.
Crush.
Oh, you just crush them right away.
You crush them into your, you squeeze the bottle into your mouth like it's a...
And you don't feel as much like a Westlake soccer mom because you're not doing it with little tiny vodka bottles.
Oof.
It's wine. It's not as strong,
I would have more respect for you if you were crushing vodka. They crushing tiny wines actually is Westlake soccer mom to the hilt. I'm going to get you one of those Yeti tumblers that has the squiggly, it's going to have CJM on it. You're doomed. You're doomed. I'll get you one too, Spenny. I don't want you to feel left out.
No, that's okay.
But yours is going to actually say Spenny. In squiggly letters.
Thank you.
Well, here's the problem. Today we have
thank you so much.
We have 5 o'clock Crack'em coming up, where we Crack'em celebrate the weekend. Are we just doing Ramblers?
Root beer? You guys gonna have a couple of Ramblers? I'm gonna get hammered. My wife is out of the state.
Whoa, baby!
Out of the state.
Maybe throwing a party tonight.
Silver medal afterwards. Some Delicious chili dogs.
Oh, God, this, I actually
have to go to a friend's house and pick up my son. He'll be with it. It's just going to be the
dudes.
Oh, you
got the kids
tonight.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. He's so good. My son loves to read and stuff like that. I'll just send him upstairs, and then we can have the strippers and stuff come in downstairs. And heck, you know what? He's old enough. He needs to learn how to put
The boy shall learn. Let him watch.
Son, here's a tip. You put it on the hip. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Well, congrats, Spinny. Very proud of you, and keep with it. You know what? I'll be your sponsor. Sound good?
Yeah, that's perfect, man. Just what I need.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Pre-pandemic adolescent screen time is around 3.8 hours a day. Where is it now? Welcome to the first ever parent pickup. Turns out a lot of you out there listening right now every day are sitting somewhere in this city
in a long ass line
waiting for your dang old kids to come out of their school. So we're going to chat with you. Don't worry. If you don't have kids, I'll make sure to make this interesting for you as well. I know you don't have kids, but you have a dog and it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, it is. Pickle and pee.
Yeah. Turns out the kids are now 8 hours. So it went from 3.8 to 7.9. It's essentially doubled
since the pandemic.
That excludes time spent on screen while in school and time on screen while doing schoolwork. So kids are actually spending closer to 12 hours a day. Just screen time. Not horrendous, maybe. Some of it is learning. Some of it's having fun. Even experts will say, hey, your kids being able to use things like Google Hangout, chats, stuff like that, and being able to have some kind of interaction with their friends, especially during all this COVID, has been really helpful. It's helped reduce some of their stress and anxiety. So that's a good thing. But there is a little bit of concern about, adolescents, the brains are still developing. Think of how stressed you get when you spend, an hour or two on Facebook looking at the dumb stuff that your relatives keep posting.
Oh, I'm banned right now, so I wouldn't know.
No. Essential oils don't cure everything. Stop it. Stop posting that. I'm not saying that they don't smell delicious. I'm not saying that your house smelling better doesn't make you feel better. But putting some, eucalyptus in the air ain't going to keep me from getting cancer. Sorry, I've gotten a little distracted.
It's okay. Also, I don't want to be a part of your pyramid scheme. We haven't spoke since high school, so leave me out of it. Sorry you got duped.
I have this fight with my kids on the daily, trying to get them off of their devices, and it's been especially hard, or especially hard if you're an idiot, especially hard since COVID happened, because kind of all the rules and the way that we raised them went out the door as soon as COVID and lockdown started. Now, what they are finding is that kids are self-reporting much higher levels of worry and stress. Whether it's a correlation or a causation with the screen time, they don't have an answer. The scientists never do. They leave it to us to figure out. Do your job, science. But it's also what many of these kids self-reported that they had not discussed. I can't
spoken
say it.
End.
The more I say the word, the weirder it sounds. They had not had a discussion with their parents about their levels of worry or anxiety. And that's actually a concern because you try to reach out to your kids. If they're saving that and hiding that in, that's not the best for us. It is a huge fight at my house every night.
I got an idea.
What's that?
An invention. A small EMP that you can trigger when it's bedtime, and it just fries their electronic devices, and then they're off.
This is going to hurt your feelings, but you are literally like 10 years behind. Most parents have a Wi-Fi system in their house where we control whether the kids are on it or not.
Oh, okay.
Do you not know that?
Orwellian, you creep. Yeah.
You can call it creepy all you want. They're off of it, and I still keep mine on so I can,
J.O.
I mean, there are kids in the car right now, idiot.
Yeah, and you know what that means?
Orange juice.
Yes.
But you have to drink it upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get rid of hiccups.
There you go.
Anyway.
Wonderfully done.
Love to hear your ideas and your feedback. Just Matt and CJ, anywhere online, about how you're controlling screen grabs. Also, in the same study, they said, hey, adults, you're not off the hook either. Our use has gone sky high. And they're saying, look, whether you're an adolescent or an adult, that much screen time ain't good for anybody.
It's bad, but it's also really addictive.
It's just so nice to just get on the phone sometimes. It starts because you got to go doo-doo, and the next thing you know, you're on Twitter for 19 hours. Apparently, here's the weird thing. They're saying that they feel that we should go out in the sun and get exercise.
No!
Yeah, I know. Scientists are the worst.
I've also heard you're supposed to take a break from looking at your phone and go stare off in the distance to help your eyes from looking at something so close all the time.
Yeah, the problem is anytime I stare off in the distance, it's through. Then I see one of the hot neighbors, and the next thing I know, I'm right back on the phone again.
There you go.
Vicious cycle.
Looking them up on Facebook. If you are worried about your kids, hang around on Just Matt and CJ a little later. A new drug might be killing them.
Oh, man, it ain't good.
No.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Undersea cities are coming. Isn't that exciting?
Wait, you mean like
Atlantis?
Like a big dome over a city, and you go like for hotels or something?
Well, here it is. Scientists say undersea cities are coming, meaning that 9 cities could be completely underwater by the year 2030.
I gotcha. You mean the climate crisis is destroying cities?
Absolutely.
I thought we were getting some cool new resort in Cancun or something. It turns out it's just that Venice is going to be destroyed in the next couple of years.
Hey, you got one of them.
Yeah, well.
Guess another.
Miami?
I don't think so. I don't think it's on the list.
It should be.
This should be the easiest one to guess in the United States.
In the United States?
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Boom. There you go. Which sucks. I love New Orleans. Global warming.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
2 feet of water washing over New Orleans from time to time could be a pretty good thing for the city.
It'd smell a little bit less like urine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Global warming can be difficult to properly visualize, but scientists say with rising sea levels, several major metropolises are at absolute risk of being submerged. These are some of the cities that could be underwater by the year 2030. If you know anything about the Netherlands, you know that they reclaim a lot of land from the sea to continue with their expanding population.
Dikes.
This is going to be a bummer for all the stoners graduating college. Amsterdam in the Netherlands could be underwater in the next 10 years.
Yeah, all the cities that are known for having canals and stuff are in that. The canals are there to get rid of the water because the city's too low.
Right on the sea, pretty much. Yeah. There's a reason why they call it the Low Countries, Belgium, the Netherlands, and whatnot.
I thought
and
that's low because country it is low. Was like the Carolinas.
That's just low IQ. Burn! The next one
that
is.
That would burn more coming from a state that had a higher IQ than ours.
They would be so insulted if they could read. Basra, Iraq. It's one of the main port cities in Iraq, and it could be well underwater in 10 years.
Well, I can't believe Iraq finally has something to be concerned about.
Yeah. Everything was just finally going good for them over there. And now, as you mentioned, number 3 on the
list.
Nolens, which it's not a surprise because there have been so many major devastating hurricanes and just so much infrastructure problems and just with Lake Pontchartrain breaking and running. And it's just not looking good for our second Sin City. What is New Orleans' nickname?
It's not named the Second Sin City. I can tell you that right now.
Atlantic City.
Crescent City is the term for New Orleans.
It's because where Pillsbury rolls are made.
No, that's not at all. It's shaped like a crescent, idiot. I will say that New Orleans is New Orleans the best place to visit in the country for a vacation?
For 2 days, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's absolutely wonderful to eat, hang out, even go hit a casino for 2 days. After that, you got to get the hell out
of
there.
What else is on our list, man?
You said this one as well. The Canal City itself, Venice, Italy.
Yeah.
Important trading post during the medieval times. We also had a great navy.
Nerd.
Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. Also an area with a lot of swamps, marshland, areas where they grow rice that are pretty much submerged by the water, and it's still being pumped out, and they also try to reclaim a lot of land there.
You ever traveled to Vietnam?
I have not.
It's a trip I'd like to make.
Granddad spent a lot of time there.
Well, that's a different trip.
Well, not because he was a hero, but Grandma said he just loved them ladies.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, you can imagine being a kid and hearing their fights while I'm just trying to watch MTV and play with Legos. Kolkata in India is another one. Number seven is...
You know what? He would have spent more time with your grandmother, but he found her... Oh, I'm not going to do it. Never mind. Never mind. I'm not going to make the
joke. Guess what number seven is?
Ah, God, why would you come over and hit me in the nuts like that?
Because it's Bangkok.
Oh, God. I cannot believe I fell for that.
You walked all the way over there and got on your bike. Okay, yeah, Bangkok.
I wasn't even ready for it. I was completely relaxed. That really did not feel good.
I'm sorry.
And my mouth is watering, dude. Oh, God. I'm so mad at you right now. I should have made the joke about your grandmother. Oh, God.
Sorry. Are your nerds okay?
No, it did that weird thing where it hurts in your stomach and then my nipples feel weird.
For those of you that don't know, there's a joke where you say Bangkok is as the answer. The city in Thailand, and you hit someone in their wiener. Georgetown, Guyana is another one. Guyana, of course, famous for Jim Jones's cult. Then we've got Savannah, United States of America.
There's our low country I was just talking about.
In the USA that will possibly not exist in 30 years. And now... Are you okay? I feel bad about that.
It's
now.
Okay. You just got it right. You know what? You know how it hurts less sometimes if you really hit hard because then the guys can get out of the way? You just hit that perfect nard graze
thing. I did the snap with my fingers too, kind of like a towel.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, if you're looking for some real estate property, you can find this list at timeout.com. More Matt and CJ, just Matt and CJ coming up.
No, it's just CJ. I'm leaving, dude. I'm going to HR.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Time for the weekly sports bets where, Matt, you are kicking my ass. You've won 2 weeks in a row now.
That's right. Let's recap with everybody. I won 1 week, and your punishment was you had to buy the drinks for a 5 o'clock crack-em.
Yeah, we spin a punishment wheel, and then wherever it lands is what we have to do.
Yeah, but that happened to be a week where I had to go somewhere else, so I couldn't enjoy the crack-em. I had to drink Rambler, so you got away with that one. What was your punishment this week?
Spun the wheel. It had things like the Lego walk, brush your teeth with a shoe, dress as the winner for Friday.
Right.
Buy Crack'ems for the entire month.
Right.
I only had to donate $20 to, I believe it was Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. And now I'm having to contribute like $60 to APA or something because I lost some other bet with you on
Central
the World
Texas
Series.
Ducks and Rescue.
Yeah, you're killing it right now, actually.
Here's the thing, though. I am, but every week, I don't care about the bet or not. I care about my pride of winning, because the whole premise was you don't know much about NFL and certain sports.
I don't at all.
But you've kicked my ass, and I feel like I've tried to do a trick question every week.
Right.
This week, it's just straight up. No trick questions, okay?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Are you ready?
I don't believe you.
All right. Christian McCaffrey, does the star number one draft pick fantasy running back score over or under 10 fantasy points? Here's where I will help you. He's slated to score at least 13 fantasy points. We also don't know if he's going to play or not yet.
Oh, is he the guy that the last 2 weeks, like right before the game, they've pulled him out?
No, he's the guy that last week wasn't playing at all, but I still put him in to try to trick you. But this week, we don't. He should score 13, at least 13.
I'll say
we don't know if he's going to play.
And you want to know if he's going to score 13?
No, I said over or under 10 fantasy points.
That's not a lot of fantasy points. I'll say no.
You're going with the under?
Under.
Okay, which he might not play, so we don't know. Over the course of the weekend in the NBA, who will score more points, the Bucks or the Knicks?
This one is tough. I will go with... Boy, I wish I knew who they were playing in the slate. I'll go with the Bucks.
Bucks, who are the reigning champions, as you know.
Right, but I don't know who they're playing this week, and I don't know how they're playing.
Manchester Derby is also on this weekend. I don't know if you follow the Premier League. Who wins it? Very simple. Man U or City?
You.
You! Woo! Going with the old school. Okay, I like that. A lot of people consider City fans posers and new fans. Does Ronaldo score one or two goals?
Neither.
That's not an option. Does Ronaldo score one or two goals?
What if he scores three or zero?
Does Ronaldo score one or two goals? I'm going to need an answer.
You're not asking me a question that could be answered.
Yeah, I am. I'm asking you if Ronaldo scores one goal or two goals.
That is not fair. It's not a fair question. Move to the next question.
No, no. It's not fair that I pick whatever the opposite of what you pick is. So this one...
So if I pick two, then you have to go with one?
No, I go with whatever else is available.
No, this is not...
Yes, that's,
I'm not an idiot.
That is how
I'm not versed in a lot of sports. That doesn't mean I'm an idiot.
Does Ronaldo score one goal or two?
I'm not answering. Go to the next question.
Okay, you know what? I'll ball up and I'll say Ronaldo scores one. That gives you every other number in the universe. There we go. All right, since you're too much of a coward. Do the Longhorns cover the spread against the Cyclones? Yes or no?
What is the spread? It's 6 points?
6.5.
They're favored by six?
No. Do they cover the spread?
Oh, so the Longhorns are actually not favored.
Uh-huh. Plus 6.5 for the Longhorns.
And the game, this game is in Iowa?
It's in Austin. It is in Iowa, right?
That's really important. If it's in Iowa?
I think it's in Ames because they... Dude, I can't tell you and I can't look it up. You just got to guess.
I think it's in Ames and I'm going to say that they don't cover.
They don't cover the spread. All right, that is the sports bet. We'll decide on Monday after reading the results who has to spin the punishment wheel. It's just Matt and CJ.
Matt and CJ. 101X.
All right, let's do a little chat about it then. I'm sorry. I thought we were going to commercial break.
Yeah,
right,
we
here.
Weren't paying attention. No, it's all talk, no rock, no commercials, just Matt and CJ.
Well, now we're learning. Let's talk about this. Let me put my reading glasses on while I find... Well, why don't we talk about what an idiot I am? Hey, so this is what I've got going on this weekend. My wife is splitting town, right? Actually, she's already gone. She's in a different state.
Woo-hoo!
And I got a little kind of a little house hotel, as I like to call it, you know, when the fam is gone. You got the house here tonight.
Yeah, you can be a nude man, walk around doing whatever you want.
Today, Radiohead released Kid Amnesia.
Which is Amnesiac and Kid A, some of their deep cuts, things that didn't make the album, correct?
It's the two albums are being re-released together. It's a three-volume release, actually,
okay.
Yes. And then there's a brand new album in there as a bunch of stuff that did not, or outtakes and what have you. And did you remember those albums?
Those are my two favorite Radiohead albums.
They're both great.
Actually,
they're both really, really good. So I am going to put on some headphones.
Yeah.
And I am going to was that the beginning to Hot for Teacher? Play it again. Listen, it sounds a little like Hot for Teacher.
We need better sound effects. I'll admit that.
It's from like the 1920s. Yeah. That's a 1920s bong, everybody.
Okay. So anyhow, you're going to sit down and relax.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get into some headphones and get into, and I think I'm going to go track order all three of those albums.
Tight.
Track order is very important, and not enough people do it with albums
with
anymore.
With certain albums, it absolutely is.
I went 1 year. You know, I do these weird torture things to myself, like Talktober or whatever. I think it's important occasionally to track order albums. Even if it's an album that's not one of your favorites, you have to remember what it's like to not be able to skip a track.
Often artists also, I mean, they used to, not as much anymore, but certain artists still will... compose their album with a certain vibe that they want you to hear.
Sure.
Or mix it in that order or something like that. I mean, especially like, you know, the concept albums and whatnot. It's meant to be listened to in one sitting.
Yeah, I spent one whole summer where every day, once I started listening to music, if I wanted to hear a song from an album, I made myself, it's like Talktober, I made myself listen to the whole album.
Yeah, I remember that summer. You started with Now This Is What I Call Music 1, then Now This Is What I Call Music 2, and you made it all the way to Now This Is What I Call Music 63, right? That was cool, man. I remember when you did that.
You're really proud of yourself right now, aren't you? You're really proud of yourself. God, those albums. Now this is what I call music. Anyway, I'm really excited about these albums coming out, and I think I'm going to give them a big listen to. Do you have deep headphones?
I do. Although...
Do you know what I mean by the term deep headphones?
like headphones you get deep into.
Yeah, exactly.
Good pair of headphones. Yeah, yeah. But I find myself when I listen to music, I am usually listening off my phone, which is probably MP3 quality or, you know, streaming quality.
Doesn't matter.
But
high-end headphones will improve any sound.
They'll still sound better, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a master of putting together pretty good deep headphone setups on the cheap. I've got a couple of good amps at home for headphones, and I get into them with very cheap headphones, and I have mastered it all. Anyway, I wanted you to do me a favor, and do not disturb me this evening, as I will be deep into those albums. My kids will be back from their sleepovers tomorrow morning. Then you can bother me, because then I have to go back to being a dad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, three albums all night long, yeah, you'll be done by 7.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X. It's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that
nerds. The next big Marvel movie, much anticipated, The Eternals, hits theaters tonight. I'm actually going to see it tomorrow, so I'm kind of excited about it. Although the movie is currently only sitting at 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, because, you know, critics get to see these things couple days in advance. It's been called long, a confusing mess, trying to condense 5,000 years worth of story and characters into 2 hours. Allegedly.
Sounds like a date with me.
The two mid and post credits trailers, that means after the movie, after the credits run, the two mid and post credits trailers are said to be astoundingly important as a preview of what's going to happen in the MCU coming up.
I'm sorry. You want me to pay $20 to go see a movie to see the trailers that are going to tell me about the next movie?
Yeah. That's what Marvel does. They give you some shocking teasers during the credits.
This is why I'm still haven't seen any superhero movies. It all seems like a scam to me.
How? Okay, how?
I just explained it. I mean, like, the idea of, like, oh, I'm compelled to go see a movie that everyone says isn't good and I may not enjoy it, but I need to so I can see the previews of the next movie that may not be any better.
No, the next... It's more than just a preview of the next movie. It's telling you what's going to come down the pike in the universe, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is about to get...
And what's the name of this movie?
A little silly. The Eternals.
And that's the family where they all dress in all red and the one kid catches on fire?
No.
Well, it's The Incredibles. Sorry.
You don't know anything about this. Let me go ahead and give you a little more. In 5000 BC, 10 human-like Eternals from planet Olympia
are equipped
with superpowers and sent by the Celestial Aristheim. You want to know who the Celestials are? I can explain that. To Earth, where they are supposed to fight the invasive deviants. Over the millennia, they protect and keep humanity from the dangers posed by the...
Oh my God, I don't care!
Hey, can I ask a question? Yeah. Superhero movies, are they Real Housewives shows for nerds?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Real Housewives is scripted reality television for lonely white wine drinking Westlake moms.
And this is?
A cinematic, overarching, universal endeavor of art that has transformed something long sought after and cared for from the pages of a comic book.
Sorry, I into the silver screen. Into the microphone. I didn't mean to do that. My bad.
I won't give any spoilers about what are on these trailers because obviously I haven't seen the movie yet, but I will return Monday with my full recap of The Eternals, and we're probably going to need to stretch that out into 15, 20 minutes if you don't mind because the movie is long.
Did you accidentally say internals just now?
Internals? I'm going to stretch out my internals come next week on Just Matt and CJ.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
And now it's time for the Friday 5 o'clock crack'em.
Yeah,
baby, made it.
The week is over. Finally, time to open a cold one.
That's right.
celebrate the beginning of not having to be at the office, at the job site, whatever it is you might do. Hell, maybe even just not deal with picking up kids or whatever from school.
This is my favorite part of the week where we crack a beer and despite the FCC rules, we just go ahead and drink one here in the studio.
Absolutely. Last week, I brought in some pumpkin beer. This week, what you got for us, Matt? I brought beer last week, and I brought beer actually because I didn't have to the couple weeks before. So, did you bring anything?
No, I'm sorry. I think I kind of screwed us. I thought you were bringing it.
Spenny, did you bring any beer? We literally have no beer right now.
Well, can we do a 5:15 crack 'em? I can run down the store real
quick.
Crack
'em next week.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
A report is out on the heels of last year's crazy winter storm Uri, where we all froze to death. And, well, I shouldn't make a joke because actually the report found that, yes, hundreds of people froze to death. And a report is out with 132 recommendations of how to avoid this problem next time.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to happen.
Very few of the recommendations say, hey, take less profits and keep the lights on. Those are none of them. But I will say the one that sticks out the most to me, I will also admit I didn't go completely through the reports. 132 suggestions, they get a little boring. But here is the one that sticks out to me. I'm clearing my throat for this one because it's pretty good.
Condoms?
Don't make jokes yet. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Austin Travis County residents are urged to create emergency kits and prepare for future disasters with a minimum 7-day supply of food and water.
Woo!
Which tells me that what they're telling
us... That's a lot of water.
What they're telling us is... This is going to happen again.
Yeah.
It's not getting fixed.
Yeah.
Because when they come out with the recommendation that, well, one of the things we recommend is that you prepare to once again be without power, water, or food for 7 days, that tells me that they've realized, yeah, we're not getting this. We're not getting it fixed. It's not going to get fixed.
Yeah.
We built ERCOT. We built it in a way that is not sustainable, and we're screwed. We are suckers.
Yeah, but we ain't on Obama's grid, though. Hey, take that, Washington, D.C.
Okay, great. They, guess what? They're going to have heaters on while we dunk on them. So here's my question to you.
Yeah.
What would you put in your emergency future disaster kit?
Glad you asked. Flashlight. Crank radio.
Sorry, real quick. Flashlight. Is that what you said? Flashlight?
My flashlight. Yeah, you gotta relax, bro. You gotta relax.
It's cold. Try to keep... this part of my body's warm. Now it's not. Now it is. Now it's not. Now it is.
Flashlight. Flashlight. Crank radio. Sig Sauer P226 with plenty of 9mm ammo. Vodka. Water straw. Fire flint. Paracord. Knife. Sawed-off shotgun with ammo. That's what I got.
That's what you jotted down really quickly?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I have weapons, I can just go take other people's stuff. I don't have to worry about it.
Now I feel unprepared.
I'm road warrioring it.
My list says Uno, Yahtzee, other games to play with kids.
Keep them occupied and have fun.
Yeah, my whole thing, I'll be honest with you, having a terrorist break in the house and shoot me in the face would be a relief after spending 7 days locked inside, no ace, no heat, no water, and just two bored kids. It's pretty brutal.
Okay, actually, you know what I thought of? And the answer's not gasoline, but when Hurricane Harvey happened, when COVID hit, and when the freeze hit, what was the first thing off the shelves?
Well, guess what? I just got
the grocery store.
Oh, cookies? The big chip at HEB? It was
toilet
really good.
Paper.
Oh, toilet
Stock
paper.
Stock up on your TP. For some reason, that's the big big thing that disappears off the shelves right away.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to run out of hands, so I don't need toilet paper. I'll be fine there. No, I got a little battery cell generator thing.
Oh, yeah, so you can charge your phone, stuff like that, just a little one?
It will power the house for a while.
Yeah.
It's not too little. I mean, it's used for camping, right? And it can power, like, a whole RV, and it has a solar cell on it. I paid way too much for it. Here's the problem. Do you know when you get a new piece of gear, a new piece of tech, and you want it, you're desperately... Like, you think of, like, a television, flat screen, big, beautiful flat screen. You bring it home, you want to unbox it, and you want to play with it, right?
Yeah.
I can't there's nothing to do with this right now. I got to wait. It's like I kind of have my fingers crossed that we have a disaster or something so that I can...
So actually I can, play with your solar-powered charger toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, right now, what am I supposed to do? Plug my phone into it and charge my phone over and over again? That's boring.
Dude, set up your camping gear in the backyard and just have, like, a whole little survival weekend. You said your wife's out of town.
I can't do that. Every time I set up a tent in the backyard, the neighbor comes over and goes, everything okay with your wife? Everything okay with your wife?
One thing I did think of during this last, because I was one of those that had to come to work every day just to, like, maintain and put stuff together, and also had to rescue a few friends. And I know in Texas a lot of people are like, man, I got my truck, four-wheel drive. Four-wheel driving, going to do crap on ice. I did think about, because I grew up in Amarillo and we had these regularly, but I thought about getting some tire chains for my vehicle because one of the big problems was traveling and getting anywhere because we don't have regular snow plows. We don't have a fleet of vehicles to salt and clear the roads. And for 3 days, travel was very, very difficult. So investing in tire chains, does that seem like a good idea, even though you live in Austin?
I've got two kids, so I just make them hang off the front of my truck with salt shakers. It's fine for me. It works out.
Genius. Well, let's hope we all survive the next snowpocalypse.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
A new street drug is going to kill our kids.
Wait, what?
Yes, it's all over the country. News stations are speaking about a new drug being spread amongst high school students. Could your babies be next?
Wait, now is this a drug that can be found in Halloween candy?
I don't know. Let's tune into the news and find out.
Oh.
But first, a small school with a big problem. A dangerous new street drug making the rounds at a local high school.
CBS 13's Marley Ginter is live outside Mesa Verde High School in Citrus Heights, where kids say the drug is leading to violent outbreaks. Marley?
That's right, Tony and Elizabeth, definitely causing quite an uproar out here and really all the talk right now. Just about every student I talked with today said they'd heard about the drug in some way, and some pointed out that it's actually caused fights as students found out who was trying to sell it to children.
New drug. We hear about this a lot. Kids are very susceptible. Are you scared yet? You have two young kids in school.
Well, my fingers are crossed that these kids have started a tale that a new street drug called BOFA has hit the city, has hit the school. And I want these reporters to be out there and saying, apparently BOFA is running rampant.
What's BOFA?
Let's hear the rest of the report.
Yeah, let's hear what actually some parents and students have to say about it.
Nation Karamazic can't believe what's being sold right under her nose.
And I'm thinking, on earth are kids getting a hold of that?
Her student, Kipper, is a sophomore at Mesa Verde High School in Citrus Heights, where school officials sent a letter to parents warning them about students secretly selling a new street drug called Paint, a pill with psychedelic effects known to be highly addictive.
But no one's tried to sell it to you?
Nobody's tried to sell it to me, but I've had friends say that people are trying to sell it to them, and it's scary because I'm like, what if someone tries to sell this to me and things go haywire because I say no?
Ooh, good kid though. So everyone has heard about this drug, everyone that they interviewed, all the students and parents they talk with. News stations across the country are talking about this drug, but has anyone seen the drug? Noticeably absent is anyone that has actually seen the drug or seen someone selling it or a comment from authorities or any other news source than one memo that went out to parents from one school mentioning that they heard rumors about said drug.
Is this some satanic panic stuff?
I think it's a little satanic panic stuff.
So we've got now a bunch of news stations that have picked up on the wire.
Yep.
And they've reported. Now, sometimes people go, well, that's fake news. If someone reports blah, blah, blah in Washington reports, and then you report that, then you're not, I mean, you're spreading a false story, but you're not lying. You're reporting that they reported that.
And it is correct because the school did send a memo to parents.
Does Paint exist?
Does it even exist? No. I couldn't find anything on the internet about it. I couldn't find any other source than the memo sent to parents, which doesn't say we've caught students with this drug. We've reached out to authorities. We have our police in school working with. No, it just says we've heard rumors about a new drug in school. Talk to your kids about it. And now it is, if you Google it, you'll see like Fox 7 in Detroit and all these different news stations talking about
Brand
it.
Brand new on the news tonight. New street drug hitting your children. Now, I'm just going to throw something out there. If you had invented a new drug, new psychedelic, that knowing that it's highly addictive, and you sold it, could make you millions.
Oh, yeah.
Is the first place you would introduce it an unknown small town high school in Ohio?
And would you sell it for $5?
Or would you go straight to the big party scenes in Brooklyn, L.A.,
yeah,
London, Ibiza?
Here's the other thing. Psychedelics don't make you too angry, and they're not addictive, but I will say, you know what drug you can find around Austin right now that is little reddish-brown material inside of a small caplet?
Reddish-brown material. Heroin?
Nah, dude, shrooms, man, the good stuff. Anyhow, we'll keep updating you on this story and make sure your babies don't die.
Matt and CJ. 101X.
It's time for people behaving badly. And
ooh, they're not good. They're Karens, they're Beckys, they're Chads. They're bad.
Generally, but today I'm going to throw you a curveball, ladies and gentlemen. It's about what governments are doing to keep people from behaving badly.
Ooh, okay.
It has been a growing problem here in the U.S. TikTok. The TikTok trends. Kids had the destroy the bathroom challenge, then the slap a teacher challenge, then the naked parties on the... I don't know what the next challenge was. I was trying to remember something. But I feel really bad agreeing with this because it's completely against everything I believe in.
Okay.
Which would be...
Interesting. Government
freedom,
override.
I hate government overreach, all those things. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
China drafts a new law that will punish parents for their children's bad behavior.
Ooh.
Guess what? I think I'm a communist. I think I'm leaning in, and I think it may be a communist right now. Oh, my
goodness.
I'll take
it.
Basically, what they're doing is there's a thing called Family Education Promotion Law, and guardians of any kids will be reprimanded in order to go through family education guidance programs. If the kids get caught and then they go through the courts and the prosecutors find, you know, if it's a very bad or, you know, otherwise criminal behavior for the children under their care. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So not just parents, but it can be aunts, uncles, grandparents, whoever is in charge of these kids. If they act up enough, instead of it just being kids getting punished and then the parents going, I don't know. I mean, he's just kind of out of control.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I can't help but wonder if it might make a change.
I don't know, but if your kid's acting up and you go to jail or get in trouble, that kid think it's going to reform that kid? No, they're just going to then they lose their parental figure and, you know, turn into a soldier in the Chinese military. I don't know.
Yeah, no, okay. You're right. Look, I don't think this is the right answer, but in a headline form, I go, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
that sounds
get
good.
Get off my lawn. Okay.
Because I lived for a brief period of time in a city in Nigeria, a small town.
Lagos?
Lagos is a really big city. This is a small town, and in that town, everybody got to go to school for free. There were different kinds of private schools. You had to test to get into them. And everyone got to go for free as long as you were passing. As soon as you weren't passing, your parents, if you wanted to stay in school, your parents had to pay for you to be in school while your grades were below. Guess what?
I would have been effed.
No. Kids did fantastically.
They got their stuff together.
It wasn't just on the parents yelling at the kids. I think kids realized, I don't want to do that to my parents and put them in that position. And it's always something that I thought about. Like, I wonder if you don't put some of the onus on the kids. Because if you're young, think about who you were when you were 14. I know who I was.
I had a rat tail. and spiky hair. Yeah, dude. As one of the only white kids in my school, they called me Bart Simpson.
That's so funny still. Yeah. I mean, I can remember going with my friends and stealing spray paint from a place and then going around back and then tagging the place with the paint that we just stole from them. I mean, we did stuff that embarrasses me as an adult now where I'm like, oh, I should have had my ass kicked for that.
We used to take Christmas lights and tie them from mailbox to mailbox. So when cars would drive by, they would just...
It's kind of genius. I like that
one. Yeah, well, it's a bad move.
How many...
You're messing up people's cars.
How many Coke bottle bombs did you make over the years?
Are you talking with dry ice, or are you talking with some kind of fuel, like rubbing alcohol?
No. We used two things. One was you could use dry ice.
Yeah.
But that was harder to come by. But we lived in neighborhoods that edged up to some areas, and you would go into the backyards, and you would steal pool acid. You put the pool acid in there, and then you roll up tinfoil. And then the tinfoil goes in there, and it has a reaction. You cap it up, and then it would explode.
Makes
like
a loud noise. Don't do this, by the way, kids.
Should we not be talking about this on air?
I feel like suddenly we're becoming the atheist cookbook.
The anarchist cookbook,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
The atheist cookbook is a completely different cookbook.
Thing, yeah.
But I would have read that,
good
too,
treats,
as a kid.
Though.
Yeah, it was always up to something not so good. Anyway, they're saying that more and more kids are acting up and getting into trouble, and they've had it because they've just been locking up all these kids. Nothing's getting done. The kids don't seem to care. They get sent back on the streets. Same kind of problem we have here. So they're trying out this new law, which would basically take parents and make them kind of more responsible for the behavior of their kids. Now, another problem they have that we don't have here is apparently there's a pretty big... I'm sorry. I completely misread this because I was like, there's a pretty big opium thing going on right now. Kids are really getting addicted to opium. But I misread it, and it's actually saying that kids are addicted to online games, which is deemed... spiritual opium.
Okay.
Oh, that's boring. That's just kids gaming. We do that here.
Yeah.
I love the idea that there are a bunch of like 12-year-olds in opium dens partying it up, you know, like just like from The Godfather. Anyway, that's all I really have to say about that is I'm wondering if there isn't some answer here where, I mean, would it have changed your behavior when you were a screw up if you knew that your mom was going to go have to spend a Saturday in Saturday detention at your school?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. With me, I think it would have because I did have, my parents are poor, but they loved me. They were good. But I did have enough friends that were such terrible POS F-ups that I don't think it would have done anything
for
them.
No.
I think they would have gotten off scot-free. And felt like that, so they would have continued to do stuff, and if their parents got in more trouble or did get locked up, then it would just be another kid on the streets causing trouble.
I know one friend I had that was particularly really bad. He was always in trouble, but one of the reasons he was always in trouble is that he happened to live with only one parent, and that parent happened to be incredibly abusive, like disgustingly abusive.
Yeah.
And I can't help but think that it would have really helped their relationship if that parent had to just spend every weekend at weekend lockup at the school.
That might be scary, too, though, because then the parent gets mad and comes home and takes it out on him.
Not if you screw up bad enough so the parent gets sent away. That might be that. Okay, maybe that's the trick.
Matt and CJ solve the crisis of bad kids.
Well, I guess maybe in that one, we're the people behaving badly.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Now it's time to... we've got gifts to give, and we want to hook you up. 512-835-1015. That's the phone number to call right now. 512-835-1015. Tickets to Churches, which will be given away all weekend long. They're doing the 101X concert series. Three nights at ACL Live, close to selling out. This is for night two. And I very much enjoy this band. In fact, if you've ever seen them in your dude, you probably got a crush on the lead singer just a little bit. You ever watch Churches, Matt? You've
never seen
them very much. They're, they're really good, and they've always been great to 101X as far as like doing interviews, performances, hanging out, and stuff like that. So we're going to take a couple of humans, and we're going to see how much they know about Churches.
Call us, humans.
Hey, caller, who's this?
Hi, this is Dana.
Hi, Dana. Would you like to go see Churches?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, well, you got to play a little game. Do not hang up. Let's take another caller. Hey, who's this?
Raul.
Oh, no, not you, Dana. The other person. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Caller, who's this? That's not Dana.
Raul.
Raul, welcome back. Raul has played with us before, but has yet to win. Let's hope some things change today.
No, I want Dana to win. Sorry, Raul.
Okay, let's just hang up on it right now. The name of the game is Pontification. Some Pope-approved churches questions for all of you sinners. I'm going to ask each of you a question. You get a point if you get it right. You don't lose points if you get it wrong. And at the very end, you're going to go head-to-head for two total points. If we end up in a tie, you know the rules. We flip a coin. We ready?
Here we go.
All right. Dana, you are first. You ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pope Urban II authorized the first series of these decade-spanning wars with the goal to recover the Levant from the Seljuks. What is the common name for these series of decade-spanning wars? They wanted to recover the Holy Land.
To recover the Holy Land?
Yeah. Pope sent the Christians to go fight. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
I can't think of it.
That's okay. The answer there was the Crusades.
Man, I can't believe Keith Urban was behind the Crusades.
What a jerk. Thought his music was supposed to be good. All right, this one's for you, Ro. Scottish band Churches and Lauren Mayberry are often confused with this Canadian band whose female lead singer spit on the Morning X's Jason Dick during South by Southwest. What is that band?
Was it a metric?
Yes!
Dude, that was so hard.
Good one. If you've listened to this station, you know it. That's why Raul gets the point there. Okay. This one is for you, Dana.
Okay.
The Bones of What You Believe is a classic what? I'm going to give you some multiple choice stuff, so don't answer yet. The Bones of What You Believe is a classical what? Biblical text, Church's album, papal decree, or lyrics to a Lauren Mayberry poem?
The lyrics to the poem.
Oh, it is the Church's album. Hey, don't worry. Don't worry. It's still a chance to come back. This one's for you, Raul. What country is in the middle of the city of Rome? What country?
Italy?
No, it is actually the Vatican, where the Pope lives. All right, here's the deal. This last one is worth 2 points. You're going to buzz in using your name. Dana, can you test your buzzer?
Dana.
Perfect. Raul, can you test yours?
Raul.
Raul, perfect. All right. Once I'm done reading the question, you will give your answer by first yelling out your name. This one's worth 2 points, so either of you could win. The name of this game is called Pope or a Pipe. I'm going to read you something, and you're going to tell me if it's a plumbing term or a past pontiff. Pope or a pipe, here we go. Linus Dudatius. Linus, Linus Dudatius, is it a pope or a pipe?
Is there a negative point to this?
Dana, go ahead.
Pipe?
No, it is a pope! It is a pope, but you know what, Dana? We like you so much that we're going to give the tickets to you instead of Raul. Just kidding. I'm going to pull my famous CJ move, and both of you win tickets to go see Churches, okay?
Thank you.
Yay! And Raul, congratulations for finally calling in and winning at some point.
I'm undefeated.
Undefeated, Raul! There you go! Okay. And that was today's episode of Pontification. I feel like I could make an entire game out of Pope or a Pipe.
I think Pope or Pipe is pretty good. I love that I gave you that Vatican question. You're like, it's too easy. Everyone will get it instantly.
Yeah, yeah.
Your questions were really hard today.
I know. I used the Levant instead of Israel, and I used the Seljuks instead of the Islam.
Are you just trying to look like a history major?
No, I just want to if people are going to call in and win, they feel better if they've, like, earned it, if they busted their asses to get some questions right.
Dana, Raul, do either of you care if you busted your ass or do you just want the tickets?
Yeah, let me put him back on. Did y'all hear Matt's question?
No,
no, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's
okay. Okay, never mind.
Have to put them back
they
on.
Both win.
I don't know what's going on today.
Well, the good news is if you didn't win now, if you didn't get through all weekend long, your chances to go see Churches, and of course, same time every week, right here on Just Matt and CJ, your favorite contest of contest.
Win Sunday.
The odds of one of your grandparents having sex with a robot just went way up. That's
Hell yeah.
Today's matter on the very first Weird or Wired. That's right, Weird or Wired. We're going to bring you some good tech info, and then we'll let you know how we feel about the concept. Guess what? Robots are being used in old folks' homes. There is a staffing crisis is going on right now in a lot of nursing homes, just like everywhere.
Or anyone when a guy gets old. Bit of a staffing crisis.
Can we save your goofy jokes to the end? I'm trying to get out the story.
Yeah, this is pretty serious, too.
Yeah, it's really serious. We're talking about nursing homes, brother. The joke's always been there that robots were going to replace you at Burger King, but they beat us to the nursing homes. Not enough people that want to work at the facilities right now, especially during COVID, things like that. And at least one place here in Austin, out in Steiner Ranch, has a robot that's helping to deliver food from the kitchen to a waiter down the hall or whatever. It can go back and forth.
Yeah, we've seen these at a lot of restaurants actually have that sort of thing.
Sure. The robot can actually sing happy birthday and deliver a cake.
That's kind of sad, man.
It's actually beautiful. They programmed it to sing happy last birthday probably to you.
To you.
They say that some of the people are really enjoying the fun of having the robot in there. There are some benefits. The robot can be attached with a blender that can blend up your steak so you can eat it.
with your straw.
Yes. Robots are not allergic to skin flakes. That helps. Mm-hmm. Also, robots can't smell urine. So there's some real positives here to having the old folks home.
Very well
staffed.
Done.
You had suggested earlier when we were talking about that they might bring drugs to the patients. I think it's a horrible idea. They a plate full of those cups, they're going to get mixed up or whatever. I do worry a little bit about this. I do worry.
Why?
I don't know. Because
you know you're going to be there in a couple of years?
I've spent a lot of time in nursing homes in my life. Those kind of families. Yep. And I guess because I've been there, a lot of people in my family have had neurological disorders.
That robot's stealing my watch.
Oh, I hope they use the word robot. I can really save in some of the old folk racism you hear when you walk through oh my God. Oof. When your faculties go, the thing that tells you how to be polite in public disappears too. Whoo, you hear some stuff. I don't know. I guess it is kind of better too. I mean, I don't want to make a joke of it. You hear those terrible stories about people in a nursing home being mistreated or sometimes molested by someone working there.
Yeah, yeah.
A robot's not going to do that. Robots don't get horny, I don't think. Do they?
The ones made overseas do.
That's different. That's, okay. That's actually a designed sex robot. These don't even have like a human look to them. And frankly, since the Jetsons, we've been promised that robots would bring us cake and whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. I still can't get on board with it, though. That's why I'm going to rate this one weird, not wired.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ, 101X.
You hear it all the time. You see it all the time on Facebook. Well, there's cancel culture again. But this time, I want to be a part of it. I want to join cancel culture, and I want to cancel something that I hate with all my cold, tiny baby dark heart.
Really?
I think we started right here, right now.
You want to cancel something that you hate.
Yes. It's happening this Sunday.
Church?
No, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
What? That's not this weekend.
I want to. Yeah, it's the 7th. Oh, wait, you're right. We're just
wrong
in November.
Month, idiot.
We're just in November. This sucks. No, I want to cancel daylight savings time.
Oh, with you 100%.
I absolutely hate it. Fall back is the worst because suddenly, even as a kid, it's like, whoa, it's dark at 5 o'clock. My night's over.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we leave it in spring forward. We do not fall back.
You are one of the only people I know who is pro what I am pro, which is leaving it in actual daylight savings time. You want to cancel regular time.
I want to cancel time.
If you go
fall
online,
back sucks.
If you go online right now, you will find this time every year, 1,000 articles of people talking about how much they hate daylight savings time, how it needs in, how it's antiquated, it's behind us. We need to end it immediately. But they all love
fall
regular
back.
Time.
No, that's
they
stupid.
Do not like it being late, late into the evening.
Listen, I will say this. In college, it was fun because the bars stayed open for an extra hour. So you got to party a little bit because when it was 2 o'clock, it became 1.
Right.
So the bar stayed open for
great.
A little longer.
Loved it. I loved it when I was in college.
You got to sleep in longer, or it feels like.
I didn't care about that. I just cared about staying in the bar an hour longer.
But I hate that it's dark at 5 o'clock. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. That's boring. That's lonely. That also makes you feel like your day's over and there's nothing to do but eat supper and take a nap.
Yeah.
Spring forward all the way, or as you call it, daylight savings time and regular time. I call it spring forward time and fall back time.
I'm sorry I was using the words that are applied to the actual situation. I will say this. All the years I've spent as a stand-up comic, it is more fun to do stand-up when it's dark outside. It does something to people's brains, and they are more fun. In the summer,
they had a few cocktails.
In the summer, when you're doing a show in a room,
9 o'clock.
And you know that people just came in from a brightly lit outside. They just don't react
dark.
The same.
Okay.
Yeah. There is something nice about it being cold and dark. People have a couple of extra cocktails beforehand. They are in a good mood. But that is selfish for me to only want that for me and for performing. I love in the summertime when you could go out to like Lake Travis and you were still out on the water at 9 o'clock.
And there's a
sunny.
Little hint of sun. Little
great.
Hint of sun. It's still a little bright. I love it too. And it already naturally gets darker in the fall just because of the tilt of the earth. Then we should not make it get darker earlier. This is stupid. It's
I will
pointless.
Say this.
There aren't farmers with crops and the fields and sheep and goats that need daylight savings anymore.
Here's one of the issues that there are a lot of people who say, look, one of the reasons I like to have regular time back is that it is brighter in the morning. When I get up at 6, I want to have some sunshine when I get out there to do things. And to them, I say, morning people are sociopaths, and
screw
you shouldn't be listened to.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You know what? It's nice. After being here all these months, we finally found something to agree on.
Yes.
That and that those pants don't fit you.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
We're only hours out of the baseball season, but Reddit has already taken to trying to solve one of baseball's big troubles ahead. Of course, you know, which team just won the World Series?
My Atlanta Braves!
Right, and there has been some question as to whether they should keep the mascot Braves.
Yeah.
Of course, the Cleveland Indians have just said, hey, we're going to rebrand.
Cleveland football team?
The Cleveland Guardians, which has actually met with a whole bunch of problems because most people hate the name. And there's already a team in Cleveland named the Cleveland Guardians, and they're already suing. So lots of trouble all around. Reddit has taken to trying to solve the problem. Reddit can sometimes be awash in weirdness.
I hate everything.
I hate everything. I'm too cool for everything. And here's a little bit of extra racism thrown into it.
Yep.
But sometimes there's some real beauty there. This is a guy who wrote, what if every team was named after the most abundantly populated animal in their geographic area?
That's kind of cute.
He goes on to write, given the recent controversies over certain sports, Cleveland Indians is one. He said, why don't we, which maybe make some changes in these cities. It says, take the Tigers, for example. When you think of Detroit, you do not think of a jungle ruled over by apex feline predators. In fact, this guy doesn't even know if Detroit has any tigers in the zoo or if Detroit even has a zoo for that matter. He says he's 100% certain, however, that there is at least one species of animal in Detroit and that the surrounding areas, and it's probably more populous than tigers. They could be of anything, you know. The difficult part, he says, is, however, is determining which animal is the most populous in each geographic area, right?
Yeah.
So he set out to find out which exactly is the most populous in each area.
I love this.
Yes. Now, here's one of the troubles that he stumbled upon. It gives rise to a concern. Some teams will actually, because of their close proximity, will end up sharing the same animal. And he says,
flip a coin.
No, he says, so what? You got a different city name in front, so what does it matter? He said, really, when you think about it, both Chicago and New York each have two teams. Plus, the Angels like to pretend that Los Angeles does as well, which is a real fun slight at them. So there's bound to be some overlap. So he said, I decided this is okay, primarily because, frankly, there's no way around it. Just to avoid any confusion, to which he broke it up by divisions. I'm going to now you pick out any. I asked you to make a list of about 12 cities you know have baseball teams. You throw one out to me, and I'll tell you what the most populous animal is in the area, and what name he thinks it should be.
Let's start with the Houston Astros.
Okay, Houston. They are in the AL West. The most popular animal, believe it or not.
Rich white realtor women married to an oil and gas exec.
Second most popular is what that is.
My bad.
Here's one. It's actually ants. So it would actually be the Houston Ants, which I don't think is a terrible name. I kind of like it.
It's
the Houston
team.
Ants.
They work together.
They all work together.
The mascot could be a like queen.
Yeah, you could put somebody in an ant costume. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Okay, I like that.
What's the next one you got?
I mean, my Atlanta Braves.
Your Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta is going to be over here in the NL
East.
And here they are at the Atlanta. Oh, the Atlanta ants. Turns out ants are the most popular animal in the Atlanta area. Don't give me any more.
All right. Well, we're going to move to the West Coast, Seattle Mariners.
That's the ants.
Okay. Boston Red Sox.
Ants again.
New York Yankees.
Ants. Turns out
Baltimore
that the
Warriors
ants are the most populous animal in any area. So the guy just said, essentially, we're just going with city names.
What about the Poughkeepsie Cuttywifters?
Still ants.
All right. No. So, let's cross the borders. Let's go into the frozen tundra Montreal Expos.
Still the ants. This guy found out that ants are the most populous animal on Earth around anything. Here's why I love Reddit, okay? Because occasionally you can really count. Not only that's good, it's fun, it was fun to read, but you can always count on the commenters on Reddit.
Mm.
And one guy writes, I don't know. This seems like spiders erasure to me. And I love that comment so much.
That's great.
Anyway, that's a nice little zen moment for you here at the end of the Friday show. I don't think we have anything listed for big giveaways yet.
But we
for
will.
Next week. But all weekend also, aren't we giving away Church's tickets?
Church's tickets, 101X Concert Series Night 2.
Yeah, and I promise you that for Win Something, we're always going to find good prizes. You've got to always listen, though, to Matt and CJ to, well, to win something.
Yeah, and tell a friend. And, of course, find our podcast, Just Matt and CJ, iTunes, Spotify. Social media, tell us how much we suck or how much you love us. I don't care. At Just Matt and CJ.
Plus, all next week, I'm going to be subbing in. Jason Dick going to be on vacation. I'll be subbing in on the morning show.
Ooh, you're going to be sleepy.
I'm going to be sleepy, yes, but I'll be hanging out with Nick and Emily, which will be really exciting. So some of you, sadly, will have to deal with two double doses of
double
me per
dose
day.
Of Bearden. Before we leave, you inspired me. We were talking about Radiohead earlier, and it is the release of Amnesiac and Kid A. Together in a special double album, so I thought we would end with one of my favorite Radiohead songs from Amnesiac, I Might Be Wrong, to start our weekend listening off right.
Let's do it, baby.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.